Now, verse 13 and 14, he says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify mine office, if by any means I might provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them." Now, let me give you my translation. I think it'll help you here in the understanding of these two verses. He says, "But I speak to you, the Gentiles. Inasmuch then, as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I glorify my ministry." That is, Paul says, "I magnify or glorify my ministry because I am the apostle to the Gentiles. If by any means I may move to emulation," that is, provoke to jealousy, "them of my flesh, and may say some of them." Now, Paul says, "I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. I rejoice in that. But as I preach to the Gentiles, I hope it will move many of my brethren, many of my people, those that are after my flesh, to turn to Christ also." That is what he's saying. And Paul, you remember, wrote to the Corinthians, and he said to them, "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law." Now that's the reason he went to Jerusalem, shaved his head, took an oath. Somebody says, "Oh, he shouldn't have done that. He lived under grace." Well, does under grace mean you can't do that? Under grace means you can do it or not do it. And Paul wanted to win his brethren. That's important. Very important, by the way. And now he says, "being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ." He said, "I'm obeying Christ, and that's the reason I did it. That I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." That is the thing that he's saying. He explains why he reported to the Jews of the conversion of Gentiles. He was first of all fulfilling his office as an apostle to the Gentiles. And in so doing, he was trying to motivate his brethren, move them to Christ, to turn to him, his brethren according to the flesh. Some turned to Christ. It was a few, but it was some. And in all of this, Paul was fulfilling his ministry, and God was accomplishing his purpose in this age with both Jew and Gentile. And you know, it's a great satisfaction to do what you are confident God's called you to do. I have been more satisfied as a minister since I've retired in what I'm doing than any time in my entire ministry. I got so involved in church work. You do have a lot of spiritual babes to burp, and you have to put up with a great deal. But in this radio ministry, I just shut the door here and shut the world out. And I can teach the Word of God and know that it's going out. There's been a deep satisfaction to me in teaching the Word of God and doing what you believe God's called you to do. And I just have to trust these tapes. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm making a tape, friend. And it'll be multiplied. And they'll be sent all over the world. Played on different radio stations everywhere. And I just trust them. I just trust the Lord. This is in His hands. Deep satisfaction in that, my friend. You can't imagine the satisfaction is. And I would love to get you in that position today to do what God wants you to do. Now, I'm confident God doesn't want all of you to support the program. And the reason I say that's because all of you are not doing it. But I know God wants some of you. I have several wonderful partners in this ministry. They're laymen. I have one man that's right here in Pasadena. I think I could call him up and he'd move heaven and hell in order to help us in this ministry. He's our partner. He's provided this marvelous headquarters we have here. And I know another man. You'd be surprised, the head of the organization, if I'd tell you about it. Tremendous organization, covers this country. And he's taking care of several of these stations for us, you see. They're partners. And these men, the thing I've noticed about them, they get deep satisfaction in doing this thing. This is their ministry. They're satisfied in doing this for God today. Oh, my friend, I'd like to get you to the place. Now, he may want you to get busy and teach a Sunday school class. He may want you to get busy and do personal work. He may want you to go into business, in a business enterprise, to be able to reach people. But it'll be a deep satisfaction when you arrive there.